Welcome to AM Best Audio.
An increasing number of insurers are relying on outside asset managers to handle a portion of their investment portfolios. That, according to a new AM Best report. It's a trend line that has its roots in the low interest rate environment that challenged insurers for nearly a decade. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to explain that trend is one of the report's authors, AM Best Associate Director Jason Hopper. And Jason, with respect to the life annuity segment, how prevalent is the use of unaffiliated asset managers for firms?
Sure, John, thanks. So we estimate that probably around half of life health insurers use outside third-party unaffiliated managers to some extent, giving them decision-making authority within the stated risk tolerance guidelines of the insurer. This cuts across various business lines, whether it be annuity writers or life writers, other A&H writers, such as disability, things like that. And this also cuts across companies regardless of size. We see some larger companies doing this. We see some smaller companies doing this, and a little bit more weighted to those that fall in the middle.
Now, the report notes that the percentage of life annuity writers who are using investment managers for more than 10% of their invested assets has risen rather dramatically. What's driving that?
Sure. So there's definitely a couple factors that kind of combine to help formulate this trend. Number one, I think, is growth annuity products. With all the cash coming in to insurers, they then have to invest it. As was mentioned, the low interest rate environment over the last decade plus, insurers need to gain a certain amount of yield and spread play to remain profitable. And in the low interest rate environment, that meant kind of going outside your typical bond holding investments and looking outside to asset managers, other third parties that have expertise in, say, things like structured securities or private credit or other types of alternative assets. Thinking about that, you also have more outside capital coming into the market over the last couple of years. Private equity firms, asset managers, companies with experience and expertise in these sorts of investments that can gain the necessary yield. In addition, you have increased competition within the annuity market. As I just said, these PE companies, additional competition leads to higher crediting rates, right, offered to policyholders to try and gain and attract that business. And if you have other companies not meeting or on the lower end of offered crediting rates, chances are they're going to miss out on the business. So one way to kind of combat that is to offer higher crediting rates, look to outside managers to get that bump in yield that they need to help maintain their spreads. So somewhat of a domino effect, if you will, starting from the top, that for those insurers that can offer those rates, the smaller or other insurers in that space basically need to keep up.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Jason, what do we know about the makeup of these unaffiliated fund managers?
So BlackRock is the number one fund manager for the insurance industry. This cuts across many different companies. We found that insurers with larger scale do tend to be more diversified along the fund managers that they use, which I would think is expected. Those smaller insurers with smaller scale likely don't need to branch out across so many fund managers as their larger counterparts. So I think those are the main dynamics that we're seeing at play here.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, John.
That was Associate Director Jason Hopper. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.